I had a dream last night that I left my notes at home, and so I bet I've checked my pocket about 15 times tonight. The majority of the first part of my lesson tonight is about my wife, Kelly, and she does not know this, so if anybody can give me a ride home after church, I would appreciate it. Kelly and I, we have very different backgrounds when it comes to the church. I was raised in the church. My father was an elder in the church. My mom was a Bible teacher since before I can remember. So it's just what I've always known. Kelly grew up with a denominational background, and she didn't really become a member of the church until after we were married. She was baptized in 2010. Because of this difference in background, we have a lot of conversations. We go through a lot of different topics, and you know, she has a lot of questions about different things, not so much that she's questioning the validity of things, but she's trying to question it to better understand. I think Steve said last week in his class that sometimes he thinks that people that were raised in the church sometimes takes things for granted because they were always taught this from the moment that they can remember, whereas those that weren't raised in the church, they weren't always taught the truth, and so sometimes they have a lot of different questions about a lot of different things. In my experience, I think that's very much correct. When Kelly has questions about different things, it's beneficial to me because it makes me go back and study to make sure that I can give her the correct answers on what she has questions about. I 100% feel like it's my responsibility to have those answers, not just for her, but for anyone that has questions about that. You know, if we're not prepared to answer somebody's questions, then we risk an opportunity to enrich somebody's soul or to convert a soul, and that's something that we can't pass up. So this takes us to one evening that Kelly and I were sitting on the couch and the kids were in bed and I was probably watching basketball, and out of the blue, Kelly says, "I have a question for you." Now, normally when I hear that, I think two things. One, what have I done? And two, I'm sorry. But no, on this night, her question, the question that she posed was, since baptism is for remission of sins, and Jesus was sinless, why was Jesus baptized? Now, I'll admit that question made me pause for a minute because, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure I've ever really sat down and thought, why was Jesus baptized? Again, taking things for granted. It's something I've always been taught. I've taught baptism is a commandment of us. It's essential for our salvation. And I've never really sat down and thought, why was Jesus baptized? So the answer that I gave to her, my immediate answer was, well, that's what we're commanded to do, and Christ is our example in all things. That was kind of a garbage answer. You know, it was technically correct, but it wasn't that deep of an answer. So I had to go back and study. So if we go to the account in Matthew of chapter 3, verses 13 through 15 of Jesus' baptism, it reads, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him," meaning he baptized him. Here Jesus establishes the emergency of baptism and the absolute necessity of it, saying, let's do it now. Let's baptize me now. And both he and John would fulfill all righteousness. Now for us, I feel like there's two major reasons for baptism. And then at the end, I'm going to add a third reason. But for one, it is absolutely for the remission of our sins and to save our souls. Acts 2:38 says, "Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Well, the Bible does state clearly that Jesus was absolutely sinless, so she's correct in her question. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous, might be made the righteousness of God in him." And even in 1 John 3, verse 5, "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him no sin." So the Bible clearly establishes that Jesus was sinless. So what was the purpose of Jesus' baptism? And that brings me to the second point for the major reason for baptism, and it is the will of God. We are told baptism is essential for salvation, and we are to have obedience to the will of God, and Jesus was no exception to that. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey." So Jesus learned obedience and then taught us the obedience as well. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, it says, "Then said I," talking about Christ, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me," talking about the Old Testament, "to do thy will, O God." Being baptized, Jesus was doing the will of God, just as we are commanded to do so. And even though Jesus was sinless, baptism for us is absolutely essential for the remission of our sins, because we are not sinless. And if we have the mental capacity to know the right from wrong, and we know God's word, we must be baptized in order to be saved. Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." And verse 5 tells us, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." That's very plainly put. And in turn, we must obey the will of God. Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So not only is it for the remission of sins and because it is the will of God, I'm also convinced, too, that it pleases God. And this applies to Jesus as well. You know, in the account of the baptism, in doing the will of God by being baptized, Jesus pleased God. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, said, "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in which I am well pleased." When we obey God, I imagine God says the same thing about us. "This is my child in whom I am well pleased," because we are doing his will, and it makes God happy when we are doing his will. We're going to have an invitation song, and it's a time to examine ourselves. If anybody has any need or decide that now is the time to be baptized and put on Christ, you don't hesitate, because we know the emergency, we know the importance of it. So don't put it off, because it is absolutely essential for the salvation of our souls, and we must obey the will of God just as Jesus did as well. So if anybody has any needs, please come as we stand and sing.